Chapter 37. Somewhere, a shutter was banging in the wind. Several times Enzo had thought about getting up to find and secure it, but he knew that would be a mistake. The sound of the rain pounding against the window was almost deafening, and the wind whistled and whined through every space in this old building. Even as he lay in bed, the covers pulled up tightly around his neck, Enzo could feel the draught on his face. Sleep had never been an option, but as the hours passed, he had found his eyes growing heavy, and he blinked fiercely now to keep himself from slipping away. And then, suddenly, there was no need. He was wide awake, sitting bolt upright in the bed, fully dressed beneath the sheets. The bedside clock told him that it was a little after 2. He listened intently. There was no doubt about it. Even above the din of the elements and the banging of the shutter, he had heard the sound of breaking glass, a sound that cut through the night, slicing its way into his consciousness. His mouth was dry and his heart beat faster than was good for him. He swiveled in the bed and slipped his feet into his sneakers at the bedside, bending quickly to tie them before reaching for Killian's old walking stick with the owl's head handle, the same stick that Killian had taken with him the night he left this room and went downstairs to his death. Enzo gripped it tightly, not as an aid to walking, but once more as a weapon, hoping that he would not have occasion to use it as such. He stood up and crossed to the door, wincing at the squeal of the hinges as he pulled it slowly open. The stairwell was in darkness. The door to Killian's study, he knew, was closed at the foot of the stairs. With one hand on the wall, he felt his way down the steps one at a time. He tensed each time the wood creaked beneath his weight, hoping that the sound of the storm would drown it out. He had no idea how much the element of surprise might work in his favour, but it was preferable to being heard coming, or seen, which is why he did not switch on the light. In the tiny hall at the foot of the stairs he stopped, listening, and felt the cold air circling around his legs as it blew from under the outside door. Or was it coming from Killian's study? Strangely, the sound of the wind and rain seemed louder from the other side of the study door. Enzo closed trembling fingers around the door handle and pushed it open. He felt the rush of air in his face and was startled by the pool of light on Killian's desk. The old man's post-its, his long-hidden messages to his son, blew around the floor. Enzo turned his head toward the window. Splintered glass was strewn across the floorboards beneath it, where the stain of Killian's blood was a constant reminder of his murder. The wind and rain blew through the broken window, and the outside shutter swung back and forth, beating out an erratic tattoo against the sill. Enzo stepped into the room and felt spots of rain on his right cheek. A movement in his peripheral vision brought his head sharply around to the left as Alain Servat stepped out of the shadows. His brown eyes burned with a dark intensity. Gone was the wry amusement that normally crinkled them. His sallow skin looked bleached and stretched taut. His sandy hair seemed to have turned grey almost overnight. He held a small pistol, then a hand raised and pointed at Enzo's chest. Enzo had a moment of paralyzing fear. It would be easy for the man simply to pull the trigger, and Enzo would be gone in a heartbeat. He caught his breath and tried to stay calm.
"I was expecting you before now," he said.
Alain blinked several times, clearly struggling to contain some inner turmoil.